Greetings all, and welcome back to another episode of the Bite-Sized Blessings Podcast. Now, I usually don't begin my episodes like this, but this time I'd like to ask at the beginning, for those of you who do appreciate this podcast and haven't yet left a rating or written a little review, I'd be ever so grateful if you do so. Those ratings and reviews help other people find us and help me to feel shiny inside and feel like I'm doing a good job. So thank you to all of you who listen already and for all the support you've given me over the years. And yes, I have another excellent human being to introduce you to this week, and his name is Oscar Vasquez. Now, Oscar is, like most of my guests, really, really funny, and I don't know what it is, but this podcast really seems to draw guests that have an excellent sense of humor. Now, when I began the interview with Oscar, I thought we were going to talk about one thing in regards to miracles and magic, those things that are mysterious that we can't explain. But as we continued talking, it became very clear that Oscar has had multiple miraculous experiences in his life. And I would say the biggest one is his mother. And to be honest, by the end of our conversation, I was thinking, we need people like Oscar's mother everywhere. I mean, we just do. So now, without further ado, here's my conversation with Oscar Vasquez.
I'll tell you, yeah. 2 years ago, I had my gallbladder removed and I got sepsis. And sepsis is 95% of the people get a it's a blood poisoning and it shuts down your organs. And the doctor said, she goes, if you want to say something to your wife, right now is the time, because you got sepsis, your organs may start to shut down. So we sat down. The first thing we did is for prayers, and then the doctor said, you know what, we're gonna see. They had like 9 IVs in me to just kind of like with antibiotics, and we prayed, and then I started telling my wife all the things, because he says here's the thing, we're gonna fill you up with as many fluids, but it's important that when you can't talk, so you need to continue to talk. And my wife saw, oh yeah, he could talk. That's one thing he can't do is talk. He said, you talk until you can't breathe. And then when you can't breathe or you start to cough up antibiotics, we'll give you a pill and then you can urinate it. And then we'll just keep doing that until we get that down. And so I went through that process. And my wife and I, so I sat down and I just told my wife, okay, write all this stuff down. This is what's going on with all the businesses. I run 4 different businesses. One of the gifts that God gave me was a talent to make it rain. It's to bring traffic and business and make that. I say talent because my mom said it was never me. It was always God. So, and I say that's a talent God gave me. So, So what happened is we survived from it. I was there 45 days. And when I got out, the doctor was memorized, like going like, dude, you have no side effects. It's like, you know, normally you get kidney failure, normally you get, you know, all kinds of liver failure, or you get something, nothing. You are like you are there. This is like a, you know, it's, this happens to like 2% of the people. This is like unreal. And I was like, well, that's, you know, thank you, Mom. Right. Yes. Yes. Cause I know that was the prayers of her praying for me. And I think more than anything, I think that, you know, God left us here for one, maybe to impact lives, because, you know, people go like, dude, like we do trust sometimes for some people that they just don't have the resources, and, or we donate it, man. We, you know, or we give them a payment plan that is like ridiculous, like $100 a week or $100 a month for like whatever. And we know a lot of them are not going to pay it. That we, it's not going to happen. But you know what? We just say, you know what? It's something that we give back. And if we have that ability to do it, we do it. We just give back. Like my wife always says, you know, you always give people all these ideas and the businesses. You should start charging for consulting. I said, no, I don't want to. We don't need, but I want to give it back as a way of, I mean, I've owned in the last 30 years, probably 15 different businesses, and I've exited out of 5. And so I know a little bit about everything. And when people call me, I have this matrix looking thing that I can see a business and say, here's how we should generate more business, or there's this holes in it. And I give that out, and she always says, why do you do that? And I said, because one, I enjoy it. It's satisfying. Like, you know, like every time a kid comes to the door and they're a kid, they remind me of me going door knocking, and I buy all their stuff. Whatever they have, I buy everything. They're like, really? I said, yeah. I said, well, how much is that? What do we do now? What kind of deal can you give me? Why should I use, why are you? And I mean, I'm sitting there drilling the kid for like 10 minutes. Like she walks out, she says, leave him alone. Just buy the stuff. No. I'm teaching him, you know, sell me on this idea. And they're like, but and then I start asking, you know, first I fresh them up, but I always buy all their stuff. Like they buy candy bars. Like the other day, they're selling, I don't know if you remember, we had fundraisers. They were $1 candy bars when you were a kid. Now they're $10. I'm like, holy crap. I told the kid, I said, bro, are you going to like college or something for this money? How could this be a fundraiser? $10 for a candy bar. And I'm like, this is insane. Anyways, I dropped $150 on candy bars because he had 10 candy bars. And that's my rule, right? I said, just anything they come, if they come in my door and they can sell me on the idea, I'm going to buy it, whatever. I've bought subscriptions. I've bought, you name it, I've bought it. I mean, had one of our neighbors, I even told him, I said, you can only come once a month. We have this, we call them the, there's like 14 kids. She's had 14 kids, one every year, our neighbor. They're homeschooled and they always come barefooted to my house and they always try to sell me like these things, right? Always. And I always buy them. And so I said, okay, here's the rule. You can only come one time. If I'm not home, you got to wait the next month. You can't keep coming back because you're killing me, Larry, you know?
Now, as I'm sure you've guessed, Oscar out in the world, Oscar in the wild, he has his own business and is the founder of EstateDocPrep.com. And he is out there, and I do think really, really, really kind of led by his mother's example, helping to make this world an easier place to be in, a more magical place to be in. And he's really there for people who might not otherwise have other options, because sometimes these end-of-life events, these end-of-life, you know, kind of tying up all the loose ends, they can get really, really expensive for the average person.
And so Oscar is really, to my mind, I mean, honestly, carrying his mother's legacy forward in the form of the work that he does with everyone out there and his business and his website, estatedocprep.com. Now, in the episode show notes, there's going to be an offer from Oscar. There's going to be a link to his website and a little bit more information about how Oscar can potentially help you and what you're planning for your end-of-life care. So be sure to check that out. I, for one, am grateful that Oscar is in the world. I, for one, am grateful for Oscar's mother and her strength, her bravery, her being completely unstoppable. And like I said at the beginning, we need more people like that in the world. People who will lift others up and keep going despite incredible odds. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Oscar. Honor your ancestors. I mean, yes, sometimes our ancestors are a little questionable. Sometimes they've done things that we are not proud of, that we might be ashamed of, that we might feel embarrassed of. But every single person has something that makes them beautiful, that makes them shiny, that creates good in the world. And so find those places, those spaces, those pieces of your ancestors that make your soul shine and recognize them inside yourself, because you do carry your ancestors' stories, their trials, their triumphs, their tragedies, their traumas. And I think by recognizing that and understanding that we carry this lineage within us, these stories within us, we can use those parts of ourselves, those parts of our ancestors, to become even more formidable in the world, to become stronger, to become braver, to become even more of a beacon of light in the world to others that might need it. So be like Oscar, honor your ancestors, and go forth. Go out into the world with all of your ancestors' brilliance, with all of their traumas and strengths and tragedies, just knowing that each and every one of those parts of yourself, they make you. And thus, they have created an excellent and beautiful human being. Thank you.